Joe, what day is it? Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
Today's also Ash Wednesday.
It is. Yep. Can I tell you a funny?
Go ahead. I know where it's going. I've never heard this story, but I know where you're going.
There was a really nice lady that would come to all of our, you know, I used to host a Predators Players show.
Okay.
Scott Hartnell. Forsberg came to it, not Philip, but Peter, had some, several others, and it was over right over there in Demumbrian, one of those sports bars there that it's not there anymore.
Okay.
But she came there, and we were sitting there either right before the show or right after the show on Ash Wednesday. And I looked up, and she had something on her forehead, mm-hmm. and I reached over, and I was going to clean it off for her, and she smacked my hand away, and she said, "It's Ash Wednesday." And, of course, being a Methodist, I didn't know what she meant.
I knew. It's like flushing a toilet. You know what happens when you flush. It's just the swirling that you're looking at.
But yeah, so here I am trying to clean the woman.
Is it the swirling that's the entertaining part?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
But, yeah, so.
There we go. Ash Wednesday. International Book Giving Day. International Quirky Alone Day.
What?
Library Lovers Day. National Calling to Work Sick Because You're Single Day. National Cream
Filled you could do that any day.
Chocolates Day. I'm doing it every day. And National Ferris Wheel Day.
You like Ferris Wheel, Joe?
I like Ferris Bueller. Look, it should be, look, Valentine's Day, Ash Wednesday, it's enough. Hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Doing, aren't
you? I'm not going to stand for the cursing.
And now, brought to you by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels.
The best worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
All right, here we go. This day in sports history, download the WNSR app. Play along with us. Play along with us. 1896, Greg, Winnipeg beat Montreal in the Stanley Cup of Hockey, but both teams had the same last name. What were they called? Winnipeg and Montreal. What were their last names?
The Stampeders.
No.
The Canadiens.
She was a queen at one point.
The Elizabethans.
No. Come on. There's only two queen names ever, Elizabeth and...
Lord. Freddie Mercury.
I thought you were going to say Elton John. Victorias.
Okay.
Victorias. Winnipeg Victorias beat the Montreal Victorias. It's going down here. Oh, 1951. Sugar Ray Robinson beats this guy and takes a middleweight title.
Rocky Marciano?
No.
Middleweight title. Let's go with Joe Louis was a heavyweight. Max Schmeling.
Raging Bull.
Oh, Robert De Niro.
Jake LaMotta. Oh, man. This is, now, I did not know that. 1957, this is not a question, but just how we are in society. Georgia Senate unanimously approved Senator Leon Butz's bill barring blacks from playing baseball with whites. 1957. Yeah. How have I never heard about this guy before?
You know, Ray Charles could not perform in the state of Georgia for a long, long time.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Awful. All right. Let's see. Going down here. Oh, let's say 1966. Wilt Chamberlain breaks the NBA career scoring record. How many points?
Career.
Yeah. He beat this day.
10,000.
No. Higher.
14,000.
No. Come on, man.
20,000.
20,800 points. Yeah.
Is that now how many times he scored? You ever done the math on that?
Yeah, of course we have.
It's like one every 12 minutes, I think.
This day, 1988, Bobby Allison becomes the oldest driver to win Daytona 500. How old was he?
56.
Yo, you didn't get within two, Greg. He's 50. Wow. 50. All right, that's enough of that. All right, time for birthdays.
Enough of that.
Celebrity birthdays, got to give within two. So far this week, we have Charlie's up 2-1. Charlie won yesterday at the buzzer.
It can't be 2-1.
2-0.
All right.
My bad.
I'll take 2-1.
Well, we're quick to correct each other, aren't we?
Yeah, when we've this is only the third day. It didn't take much.
All right, here we go, birthday. Oh, okay, here we go. Television personality who should run for president in the year 2020, Hugh Downs.
85.
83.
97. Country music singer Razzie Bailey.
Razzie. 82.
Can I get an example of a song?
I'm loving up a storm with you.
83.
79. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
71.
75.
76. Charlie's up 1-0. Teller from Penn and Teller.
65.
He spoke to me once. And, you know, he doesn't speak.
That's
what did he say?
In Las Vegas.
Get
I can't share. Unfortunately, I can't share that. What'd you say, Greg?
65.
66.
70.
Mm.
I knew Pat O'Brien, Access Hollywood.
69.
65.
He is 70. We're tied at one. Wow. Come on, get up there, mouse. Tied at one. Let me find where I am here. It's that long. Oh, my gosh. The best dad ever on TV from 90210, James Eckhouse. How old is James Eckhouse
today? Can I get a lifeline?
James,
call Matthew.
I want to call Matthew on.
Yes. James Eckhouse was also in Trading Places.
66.
63.
63 exactly. 2-1.
Because, like Joe, I know.
Meg Tilly.
58.
55.
58 exactly. Poger, tied it at 2. Let's go. Zach Galligan, he was the actor in Gremlins.
53.
54.
54 exactly.
Sorry, I hadn't heard his name since Gremlins 2.
That's huge. 54, got it right on. Lead singer, Matchbox 20, Rob Thomas.
Oh, he's so smooth.
That's what the song is right here next to his
damn
name.
Right, that's what the song says.
By the way, he was dating your boy Carlos Santana for a while. Rob Thomas, how old is he?
They were not dating. Santana's married to his wife, who is a drummer.
That's rude.
55.
45.
46. Lord. Charlie's at 4-2.
It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
That's right, Greggy.
What is it?
It's 3 a.m. must be lonely.
4-2.
4-2. Let's go the other way. One more, Greg, if you can get back in this real quick. Journalist, author, Carl Bernstein.
87.
84.
He's 74. And that's it, Greg. Charlie wins the week again.
There's 17 more minutes of music.
That's okay.
All right, Greg, here's your music question today, brother.
I'm defeated.
You've got this.
Carly Simon.
This day, February the 14th, 1972. This musical started on Broadway. I need to know who sings this song. Who wrote this song? The song is Grease.
All right, what are the questions?
Who sings it? It's not some dude on helium.
It's Barry Gibbs.
He wrote it.
Oh, he wrote it? Well, he's there.
Nice job.
All right,
who sang it?
The Bee Gees?
Nope. One guy.
Go through your database of really high-pitched voices. And the first one that pops in your head is?
They started on a street corner.
Frankie Valli.
Attaboy, man!
Years, Hubcap Heaven and Wheels has been committed to serving the needs of their customers by providing quality used wheels, wheel covers and center caps for cars and trucks at a fraction of the cost of new parts. They also straighten and refinish aluminum alloy wheels. Hubcap Heaven and Wheels serves automotive dealers, tire stores, body shops, rental car companies, fleet vehicles, and the retail pub. Stop by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels at 396 Murfreesboro Road and say hello to owners Carol and Jim Jones. Just give them a call at 615-254-6636. Or you can visit them online at yourwheelstore.com.